Most of Dollar General's stores are in towns with populations under 20,000. So spokesman Dan McDonald says Vermont seemed like a good market when the company began expanding in New England.
We also had a pretty good distribution network already set up because we had a fairly good presence already in Northeast New York. And to extend that into Vermont from a supply chain standpoint made a lot of sense from a business perspective.
According to its 2012 annual report, Dollar General has 17 stores in Vermont, compared with 6 in New Hampshire, 3 in Massachusetts, 4 in Connecticut, and none in Maine. McDonald says Dollar General has done well in Vermont. According to one news report, it plans as many as 10 additional stores by next spring. The expansion in Vermont has occurred quickly, but not always quietly. The most sustained fight over a proposed Dollar General store is underway in Chester. The Town Development Review Board and the District Environmental Commission approved the Dollar General plan, but a local group has challenged both decisions in court. Sean Cunningham of Smart Growth Chester says Dollar General is a particular threat to smaller communities, where he sees the potential for it to change their character and drive local stores out of business.
What's going to be the upshot of having one of these things in a small town, and do you want to take the chance that you're going to have vacant storefronts and that sort of thing, because there is a store that basically is a 500-pound gorilla on your main street?
Cunningham is concerned that Dollar General's buying power gives it competitive advantages local businesses don't have. He also argues that their size and design is out of character for smaller communities. Dollar General's Dan McDonald says the kind of opposition the company is encountering in Vermont is rare.
You know, the places where we probably face the most opposition is Vermont and Massachusetts.
Consumables, including packaged foods, represent 75% of Dollar General's sales. The Vermont Grocers Association does not have a position on the company's expansion, but President Jim Harrison says the chain will add to an increasingly competitive environment for small grocers.
It does split up the pie that many more ways and does, in some cases, pose challenges to our long-standing traditional general stores, superettes, country stores.
To date, there's no clear evidence that Dollar General's presence in Vermont has driven other stores out of business. But in communities where there are concerns, opponents are scrutinizing town plans and zoning regulations. In South Hero, plans for a Dollar General may have been derailed by the adoption of more stringent interim zoning regulations. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.